Welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast. This is a Shawarma FM
Yalla
pod.
Yeah.
With Miss Love,
G'day.
Myself, and you guys. Thanks no one else us. To disturb our peace.
Jordan, we've done our Jordan pod. Jordan is out now, but this is, just think of this as extra stuff. It probably won't do hard numbers on YouTube, but that's fine.
You don't say that. Sometimes it does.
True.
But, like, you know, there's enough people that like it.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks for joining us.
Let's start with the first segment.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the old tradition of U.S. revoking visas, they're doing it for another reason now.
Okay.
Recently,
yeah.
They revoked visas for 6 foreigners.
Okay.
For comments that they made about Charlie Kirk.
Are you talking about American citizens?
No.
Oh, people.
I'm talking
visiting.
About like Argentinians.
Oh my God.
Like Aussies.
Really?
People that fly to the U.S., they look at their social media and then they'll find something.
This seems crazy to me. This is not what happens in America, is it? It's not supposed to happen.
It never used to happen.
Now it's happening. Yeah.
I swear back in the day, like, they would just, yeah, I think unless it was something like, fun, like terrorism related,
yeah,
you were fine.
Yeah.
But now it's just if you annoy the government.
Freedom of speech.
It doesn't apply to non-US citizens.
Right.
From their perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
They're saying that if so they are asked to comment on the revocation of these visas. They said foreigners that celebrate death of Americans are not welcome in the US.
Mm. Well, you know what happened here?
What?
You know, Big John.
I did. We were going to talk about that, but like,
okay, we'll talk about it after. But yeah, his was revoked for some reason.
No, but his revocation was not political related.
No, wasn't it?
No,
I thought it was too much Chinese. I thought it was that.
No, he did something which is a very common thing that some people would do.
Yeah,
is that they'll come to Australia, or for that matter, we go to the US.
Yeah,
and we're going there for work purposes,
mm-hmm.
which includes interviewing, recording content that you make, or blah blah blah, but they're on a tourist visa. So technically, if you're on a tourist visa, you can't earn money from.
Oh, is that right?
Over there. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's what I. That's why I got in trouble in England when she said the customs lady said, "Are you planning on working while you're here?" And I said, "Maybe." And then she went, gave me a restricted visa, and I was like, "What was that for?" And she was like, "Because you just said you might work illegally." I'm like, I was being colorful. I didn't know that it was illegal to work. I was so naive.
So you got to get the right visa to work.
Yeah. But then funnily enough, I
also, if you are planning on doing that, don't tell them that.
Silly. Like,
don't say maybe.
Yeah, I know.
In this case, what's the name of this TikToker? What's his name?
Big John.
Big John was like, I've got a few meets and greets and, you know, here and there, just like showing off.
That's funny.
And that was like, you can't do that. Anyway, so that's why his visa was canceled.
But isn't that ambiguous? If you don't know you're going to earn money and it's through, I don't know.
It's like, not ambiguous, dude. Like, legally speaking, it's very clear.
So does that mean if you're a content creator and you're visiting a country, you have to have a working visa?
Yes. If you're going to create content, you can have whatever profession you want.
But is content like doing an Instagram live video?
If you're profiting off of that, as in like if you're...
What if you don't know if you'll profit?
I mean, how do you not know if your Instagram is monetized or not?
Oh.
If your Instagram is monetized,
yeah,
then technically speaking, you need to be on a work visa. If you're just... Right. It doesn't matter if you're like broadcasting your message to hundreds of thousands of people. Like if I put something on my Instagram, I'm not getting paid for it, so I can do it wherever the hell I want.
True.
Now, that is not to say that everyone follows these rules, so... You know, people go all over the world making content. Very rarely are they applying for the right visa.
Yeah.
If that's the case, just know that legally you're supposed to. And even if you're going to do it, don't tell the airport staff that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like that's...
He's basically did what I did in England.
Yeah.
But they rejected him. Like,
yeah, because this is like nowadays, this is a serious enough because people are going there and like, you know, it started off with a lot of these streamers. You remember when iShowSpeed went to New Zealand?
No, but I know he went to China.
Yeah, he goes to different places.
Yeah,
and, you know, he makes a killing on these videos.
Right.
And so New Zealand was like, you weren't on the right visa. A lot of the times what happens is someone goes over there, makes a big viral moment, and then by the time the authorities are like, wait, how is this guy working? He's on, they're gone. Like they've left, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
Because like it gets uploaded later, blah blah blah. So just know that this is like a visa thing. But anyways, this was not the reason why the U.S. revoked visas.
No, so it's Charlie Kirk stuff.
This is a very, very political thing.
Do you think that's justified? Because we didn't let Gavin McInnes in because he was considered as a he said he's been known to promote violence, which I think is like. Ambiguous, and I think it was kind of ridiculous, but it's the same thing.
It's not. I'll tell you, like, okay, I know this might sound, but I think Australia had a better grounds to refuse Gavin McInnes' visa.
Yeah.
Because Gavin McInnes technically is an influencer.
Right.
So he's coming to Australia, I'm guessing, to have public events.
Yeah.
To meet people, to propagate his thing. These people whose visas are canceled by the U.S. are individuals that made posts on social media. They're not influencers. They're regular people.
But how do you define that?
I mean...
numbers?
Actually, monetization.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think that would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, okay.
If you're profiting off of it.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, if these posts that they made about Charlie Kirk, I don't know exactly what they said, but you can imagine what they said. If it's demonetized, like if there's no money making, then I think it's from an individual capacity, and we in Australia and anyone in the US should understand that people have different opinions.
Yeah.
But if that person is a big time, influencer, intellectual personality, and then I still say you should allow them because of freedom of speech. That's my position. So like I would personally agree. I would be okay with it.
Look, celebrating someone's death is, I don't know.
It's a slippery slope, man.
It's interesting. Like, was that always the case in America? Like, if I had...
No, to give credit to them, it was not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. What's the limit of freedom of speech? I thought it was inciting violence, but celebrating death isn't inciting violence. Oh, man.
And who's to say they're celebrating it? I don't know. It's the term celebration is a bit much.
They're also rejecting people for like JD Vance memes.
Yeah, I know, right? So like this is clearly a pattern. So
that's crazy. Yeah. A meme. The Charlie Kirk death, I still think it's a bit crazy. I mean, like to revoke visas for that. I think that is a bit crazy.
Yeah, it's an intense environment.
What is going on? Yeah, it's very... They're getting so... they're going hot, full strong arm, aren't they? They're just like... Yeah. It's very... It feels very, like, Russian, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
The other thing with it is, like, if you make, like, some kind of a law that if you're celebrating a death, then these are grounds for your visa to be revoked. Again, that's a very difficult thing to... Because, okay, in this instance, you feel like this is obvious, but there's many, like, for example, when, the leader of Hamas dies, right? Some people would be celebrating that because a terrorist has died. Some people would be really upset by that because they believe their freedom resistance guy died.
Yeah. Now, so it's ambiguous.
It's ambiguous. So, you can't make this blanket rule of, like, oh, if you're celebrating death... What if you want to celebrate Osama bin Laden's death? I feel like that's a reasonable thing to celebrate about.
Also,
does that mean your visa gets refused?
Also, satire is a thing.
Well, yes, that's the other thing. Like, sometimes these laws or these legislations are taken so literally that it takes... Case in point, when you made that joke about Bill Gates and during COVID. It was a joke.
And we got an official...
But how do you explain it to, like, some Google algorithm that, like... No, this was sarcasm. He wasn't actually saying that he's installing chips.
Yeah.
But because people are saying that...
Yeah. I feel really bad about...
No, but it is. It is. It's fine. But I'm just saying that, like, you know, these are subject to interpretations.
Exactly,
it's really difficult. So what you end up doing is... It just becomes like at the whim of the ruling party. Like whoever's in government.
Exactly.
It's like their perspective.
I always thought of America as being like this bastion of freedom of speech, you know, where it's like.
It kind of is. I mean, look, if you're an American citizen.
Like say what you want.
I think it is still one of the easiest places to say whatever the hell you want. Obviously that if you're a non-American citizen, I think a lot of people have realized that, legally you have no protection whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, technically speaking, the president could just kill you and nothing much would happen.
Really?
Yeah, if you're a foreign citizen.
Oh, my God. think our guest is coming. He's probably not going to come on.
But he's not going to come on the pod. But
yay!
The gymster. Well. But the gymster is not going to appear on the pod, for those of you that are watching.
If it isn't, what's his name? Bad Empanada.
And I'm glad. Fancy seeing you. And I'm glad he isn't here for this segment, because we all know what his opinion would be about visas being refused based on Charlie Kirk's celebration. Yay. He
fan.
Oh, I got a CD.
You want to?
That's going to be the Department of Justice.
Please.
What? Oh, you can't.
I just need to talk in on this.
No, go. It's okay. It's okay.
Y'all be hating on Charlie. Y'all face the consequences. You know what I'm saying?
This pod's gotten too woke, man.
This world got too woke. Ever since they killed Charlie, he ain't setting y'all right.
My eyes are open now.
Yo, man, this guy makes some crazy, albeit good points. What are you gonna watch?
Yo,
Alice in Borderland.
Alice in Borderland.
What the hell?
It's okay.
Go.
This is like supposed to be one without you.
Yeah.
Go.
Wait. That's he's done.
He's done. He just had to make it a point.
Dude, now that's a professional.
Said dude, what had to be said.
On a hat.
Classic comedian. All right, you guys got your fill.
Everyone's like, oh, Jordan knows that what happened to him could happen to Jordan, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, all right, we'll move from that segment. Hey, in some more distressing news.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Alex Jones, whose defamation bill is $1.4 billion USD, took his appeal to the final stage, which is the Supreme Court of the U.S.
Yep.
And they said, F off, Alex.
Oh, my God.
So, his appeal got rejected.